Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 9, Thursday, 2020, Day 9. Today's topic: God opens my eye to see His provision. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 5 verses 4 to 12, Genesis chapter 16 verse 1 to chapter 18 verse 19. Matthew chapter 6 verses 1 to 24, Proverbs 2 verses 1 to 5. Today's main passages, the first one is Psalm 6 verses 4 to 10. Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name, who praises you from the grave. I am worn out from my groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil. For the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed. But with shame and anguish, they will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. The second passage is from Genesis chapter 21, verses 15 to 20. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down about a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And as she sat there, she began to sob. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. The third passage is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 to 18. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven. Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." The fourth passage is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Jesus says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is, God opens my eye to see his provision. Do you believe that God will listen to your prayers in tears and accept your cry? Let me tell you very seriously, he surely will listen and accept. Because that is the promise as in today's Psalms 6, verses 4 to 10. Also, it is what Hagar's experience in Genesis chapter 21, verses 15 to 20. And Abraham's experience in Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 18. When you pray in tear, God will open the eye of your heart and also your physical eyes to see his provision. Hagar saw a well of water, so that she and Ishmael did not die of thirst. Abraham saw a ram in a thicket, so he did not kill Isaac to make an offering to God. What is the secret to have God's provision? I think the answer is in Genesis chapter 22, verse 12. The angel said, "Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Jesus says in today's Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27 about who is a wise man who can enter the kingdom of heaven. It is the one who hears Jesus' words and put them into practice. The reality is so many people only talk but cannot really do it. We withhold so many things God commands us to let go. That's why our eyes cannot be opened to see and to receive God's provision. What a waste. Let us pray. Dear Abba, thank you that you have not withheld from us your son, your only son. Help us to learn from you this lesson of faith, that we won't withhold anything you command us to let go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, have you withheld many things God wants you to let go? If you have, why you are not willing to let go? How can you have faith to let go? Number two, have you experienced God's opened the eye of your heart, your physical eyes, and his provision? If you do not, what do you lack? What is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.